Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to know the truth of the gospel in order to free ourselves from the bondage of sin, from the fear of death, and from the power of the devil. The words of Jesus himself, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Therefore, send your Holy Spirit today into our hearts and into our minds to believe and to accept the truth of the gospel, that we are saved by grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, and not by our own good works or self-righteousness. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today on this Reformation Sunday is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, with special attention to verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What a wonderful and yet, at the same time, challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we indeed celebrate another Reformation Sunday. Yes, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, do we know the truth? Not only that, but are we free? Yes, do you and I really know the truth of the gospel, and are we free from the bondage of sin, from the fear of death, and from the power of the devil? The words we sang about in the hymn of the day, "By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless, my soul believe and doubted not." Because that's precisely what Dr. Martin Luther was struggling with in his own search to know the truth and to free himself from sin and death and the devil. As a matter of fact, Luther was so desperate to know the truth and to free himself from sin and death and from the devil that he did not only starve himself, feed himself, but even subjected himself to self-induced pain and suffering in order to please and appease an angry and jealous God, in order to be assured of the gift of eternal life for his salvation. As a matter of fact, Luther was being taught in the Roman Catholic Church that he needed to do good works in order to know the truth and to make himself free. But unfortunately, he could not find that truth and that freedom to give him the assurance of his salvation. Luther was so concerned about it that he decided to enter the monastery and become a priest in the Roman Catholic Church, instead of becoming a doctor, which was the wish of his parents. That's how troubled and desperate he really was about his sin and the great need to know that he had God's unconditional love and forgiveness for his salvation. And it wasn't until Luther opened a Bible chained to a wall, and he read from the Latin the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, the first chapter, verse 17, "The just shall live by faith," that he finally found the answer he was searching for so desperately. The words of St. Paul in the epistle lesson for today, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Just by His grace as a gift to the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Not only that, but also the words of Jesus Himself in the gospel lesson for today. If you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It was then that Luther finally realized that everything he was being taught as a priest in the church was contrary to the Bible, the inspired and revealed Word of God. That he was not saved by good works or his own self-righteousness to set himself free, but only through the righteousness of Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. So Luther had to make a very difficult decision in his life. He loved the church. He loved to be a priest in the service of his Lord Jesus Christ, but he could no longer, in good conscience, serve as a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. On the contrary, in his newfound faith in a God as righteous, he had no choice but to rebel and protest the erroneous teachings and doctrines of the church. So he left the priesthood and published his 95 theses against the Roman Catholic Church and posted them on the doors of the church in Wittenberg, Germany, on October 31st, 1517. And as a result of Luther's action, he was excommunicated by the church, and he had to flee for his life. With the help of his friends and others, he stayed in the castle of Wartburg, Germany, where he later translated the Bible into the German language. As a matter of fact, in 1529, he wrote the processional hymn we sang today, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." In response to the persecution he experienced at the hands of the church and even by the Emperor Charles V. As a matter of fact, Luther stood up at the Diet of Worms on April 18, 1521, and in the presence of the Emperor, he testified saying, and I quote, "Unless I am convinced by proofs from Scripture or by plain and clear reasons and arguments, I cannot and will not retract anything. For it is neither safe nor wise to do anything against conscience. Here I stand, I cannot do otherwise, so help me God." Yes, if necessary, Luther was even willing to give up his own life, goods, child, and wife, knowing that God is indeed righteous and can justify those who have faith and trust in Jesus as their Savior. Now, what about us? What about you and me? Do we know the truth? And are we free? Yes, are you and I free from the bondage of sin, from the fear of death, and from the power of the devil? And do we believe that we are indeed justified by God's grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior? Do we sometimes also feel the need to please and appease a very angry and jealous God through our own good works or self-righteousness. I hope not. I hope and pray that we believe that we are justified by grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. The words of Dr. Martin Luther himself, as he published his small catechism in the year 1529, and wrote in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, "I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit. And thank God for Dr. Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation. And as we believe that we are justified and saved by grace, not by good works, not by self-righteousness, but God's grace alone as a gift through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior." The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9, "For it is by grace that you are saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast." Yes, we thank God that we here at Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church know the truth, and that we are indeed free from the bondage of sin, from the fear of death, and from the power of the devil, and are justified by his grace through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless. My soul believe and doubt it not. By grace on this I'll rest when dying. In Jesus' promise I rejoice." May God bless us today as we celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving another Lutheran Reformation Sunday. In Jesus' name and for Jesus, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.